The email, written by a member of the Phi Kappa Tau fraternity, is signed off, quote, in luring rape bait. In it, the student instructs his brothers how to approach and bed women, telling them if anything fails to, quote, go get more alcohol. Hunter Hakimian is a freshman in physics. He thinks the email was meant to be a satire.
And he's trying to take it to that extreme, saying like, oh yeah, this is what they think. And then people saw that and realized, okay, even if you do think that is a joke, that is not something that you send in an email.
Many students declined to comment, and a handful wearing Greek letters said they were told not to talk, though it was unclear where that directive came from. Some students, however, said they hadn't heard about the email. Nick Middlebrooks is a junior in business. He hadn't read the email, but he said it's not okay to joke about rape.
That's like joking about like trying to plot to kill someone. If it's that serious in court, it should be that serious of not being able to joke about it.
And some students seemed more concerned with the act of emailing the note rather than what it said. Tiffany Wang is a graduate student in biomedical engineering.
This kid is going to go get a job, and forever this email will be something he's written or said or whatever, and I mean, that's not great.
Faith Rogers is a junior in business information technology. She says she has friends in the Phi Kappa Tau fraternity.
Some of the guys in the frat, they're just like, they can't believe he sent it out. My opinion is, he was never taught that if you shouldn't say it in front of your grandma, you shouldn't put it on the internet.
She called the email, quote, locker room talk.
You kind of expect it from some certain frats on campus, but it's kind of unexpected to actually see it put on the internet.
A spokesman for Georgia Tech says the school learned of the email last month and that an investigation is underway. A statement from the Phi Kappa Tau National Office says the Georgia Tech fraternity has put itself on suspension, though calls to the headquarters as to what that means were not returned. The statement also says the student who sent the email has been suspended from the fraternity. Michelle Aloy, WABE News.